You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we're joined by Maria Elena Duran, the Chief Engagement Officer with Buzz DeBucks, a word-of-mouth marketing firm. She provides direct services and trains businesses on creating connections, conversation, community, and commerce around their brand. Maria, privileged to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Likewise, certainly good to have you. Can you really put a structure to word-of-mouth marketing, and doesn't it just happen?
It does happen, Eric. And like anything else for small business owners, if you have the cash flow to wait for the natural occurrence of things, then by all means, wait it out. But most business owners I know don't. And so they do need a system, which system is also an acronym for Save Yourself Significant Time, Energy, and Money. A system helps manage and organize word of mouth in a way that's still organic, yet genuinely flows more quickly and more consistently. It also provides a curriculum, if you will, for your brand advocates so they can easily refer you to their connections and aren't wasting their time in trying to figure out how to connect those dots in a meaningful way. A word of mouth marketing structure helps your niche and focus, or actually highlights your niche and focuses on your target market.
What's a quick way to remember the difference between niche and target market?
Well, Eric, your niche is what you do amazingly well, better than anyone else. It's a natural part of your brand DNA. Your target market, on the other hand, is who you do it to. It's who you serve. So your niche can serve many target markets, and it's important as a business to really consider the targets that provide you the most pleasure and profit and allow you to really hone in on your niche. For example, my niche is in creating community, connection, conversation, and commerce around your brand. Now I can do that for a nonprofit as well as for a small business owner, even for corporations. The target, though, that gives me the most pleasure and profit are small business owners, because I find a consistent pattern of passion for what they're doing amongst business owners and more in-ground belief that they need to do what they do best. And as Oprah said, write checks for the rest. They're great at what they do and realize what they need, that they need experts, and that who are great at what they do and what they can bring to the business. Plus, I have the added benefit of high-fiving with the owner, which is a must-have for somebody that I do business with.
And how can a small business owner truly harness the power of their personal brand?
It's important, Eric. They need to identify and really understand what their personal brand is, because it sets the tone and cadence for their current business. As a small business owner grows to include others, that owner's personal brand will become the culture of their business. So small business owners, while you're small, define and determine what your personal brand is and how that translates to your business. That will serve as a guidepost in everything you do, from hiring to implementing services and programs. For example, I'm the founder of BrandChat, and every brandito, which is a term of endearment we call everyone who participates in the chat, will tell you that my personality, friendly, cordial, and welcoming behavior is mirrored in that chat. It's also what's been modeled and replicated by the chat moderators that are now organizing and supporting the chat.
Brilliant. Today we're joined by Maria Elena Duran, the Chief Engagement Officer with Buzz DeBucks, a word-of-mouth marketing firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Maria, you had mentioned Brand Chat just a minute ago. Tell us more about that and what it is.
Sure. It's a weekly chat every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central Time on Twitter, that discusses every element and all things about branding. On average, we have about 240 people actively participating in the chat, which is awesome to have so many different perspectives, insights, resources shared in the chat. It's truly a wealth of wisdom, Eric, about branding all in one place. What's also so exciting is that over 40,000 plus people read the chat recap every week. So it's truly created that community connection and conversation around branding that I seek.
Now, finally, why did you start BrandChat? What was the inspiration behind that?
The inspiration was truly selfish. I wanted to talk to other people about branding and learn from other people. Plus, I was learning Twitter at the same time. So I wanted to hear people's thoughts and insights on current brands, trends, and news. I'm such a believer in OPE, which is other people's experience, and I believe it's just as or even more valuable than other people's money. It started as three of us chatting, but we did so consistently and every week and didn't try to overload the chat with a bunch of questions. It's four questions we focus on every week that truly ensures that everyone has a chance to share their resources and to express their wisdom. We started in 2009, and Eric, we're in our fifth year. We're considered one of the top Twitter chats, 12 Twitter chats in the world for business, social media marketing, and marketing for by several publications and organizations. So it's very exciting. I am very honored and humbled to be associated with the Branditos, and I hope you'll consider joining us on the chat sometime.
Definitely. I'd certainly plan on doing that without a question. How about in telling our listeners where they can find you online, get more information about your company, and to be in potential contact as well?
Sure. You can find me at buzztobucks.com. So that's B-U-Z-Z, the number 2, B-U-C-K-S, just like in dollars.com. You can find me there, or if you're a Twitter person, at Maria Duran will bring you there, or find the hashtag brand chat. You'll find us.
Very good. And in conclusion, any final advice or a tip you'd like to share on the topic that we have been covering today, which is branding?
Branding and word of mouth is something that works hand in hand, and you do need a structure to it. So I think that's most important, is for people to know, spend time really putting a system together and really extracting what your brand is. I think too many people spend more of their time on the promotion of their brand or trying to figure out how to do word of mouth marketing other than really putting together what it is that you want said and what your brand's truly about. Spend time there first. The others will flow and come more easily to you if you do that first.
Really been good to have had you. Really good advice. We've been speaking with Maria Elena Duran, the Chief Engagement Officer with Buzz to Bucks, a word-of-mouth marketing firm. And once again, the website of reference is simply buzz2bucks.com. Again, that's buzz2bucks.com. Maria Elena, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.